the middle of Shabbos, but let's speak a little bit of Achon El Chanukah. Svarim state that in every Yom Tov, the Koyach and the Milus that we had in the old Yom Tov come back. So it means the Koyachas, the Oiros, that we had in Chanukah, the same oil, the same koyach comes back. And the same schus that Klal Yisrael had in that days is nisayr again. What is the yisayd of Chanuk? For sure, the aleph base. The Yesod of Chanukah is the famous vote of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says, it's one of the nicest votes in Agoda that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said. If you go around in the Welt and you ask someone what happened in Chanukah, what they will tell you? You find oil and it lit for 8 days. You open Alanisi. Rabim biyad me'atim, tmeim biyad oirim, reshoim biyad tzadikim, zeidim yalois kiseo secho. It's not even mentioned once that they found the oil. Rabim biyad me'atim, tmeim biyad oirim, reshoim biyad tzadikim, zeidim yalois kiseo secho. Why is not mentioned a word about the oil? The answer is, we don't care if they found the oil or not. Beis HaMikdash for 3 years was not avoided in Beis HaMikdash. El Chashmonoim came, I'll wait another 8 days. Achutz Tumoto, but see, I'm very cautious. I'm not coming here, yes oil, not oil, you know, one of them had a nice Esrei Gamor. Rabbi Gamliel cost him 1,000 zuz. I would love to have that Esrei, but you're not making a ganz nes. The middle is Uncle Chai Shulevitz. We don't say thank you on the oil. We say Rabim Biad Mehatim, Tmeim Biad Oirim, Moshe Biad Tzadikim. Zaydim Biad Oiz Gizir Osecho. So now the kasha is even more. So why everyone tells you because what we put in the window, what we put outside, the menorah. We symbolize Chanukah with the menorah. We don't say thank you on the menorah. We say thank you on this. So this is the kasha. So people say what happened to Chanukah, because they go to the window, they see the menorah. We don't say thank you to the menorah because we don't care. We say thank you on the nest. So put in the window, I'm a kabin. You know, flag or something. I know some people in America do it, yeah? But most people don't put a makabim in the window. I mean, they have some menorahs that they have on top of like a makabim. You know, I'm sure you know what I mean. Yeah? We should pray. It's not here to put a makabim. So what is the pshatak? If a person goes into a room and he sees a mother, a lady, a babysitter, a housekeeper, washing a baby, cleaning him, bathing him. When she finishes, she puts him down. She goes to the next baby, washing him, cleaning him. He wonders, this lady, what is it? It's the Yiddish mama, or it's the housekeeper? How he could know who is the lady? Housekeeper or Yiddish mama? Then when she finishes to bathe the baby and clean him, she puts him down, goes to the next baby, housekeeper. If she picks him up, gives him a kiss on his forehead, Yiddish Shema. Now, for what the kid has to say thank you for the mother? For changing his diaper or giving him a kiss? Changing his diaper? How the kid knows that it's his mother from the kiss. Right? Zotim Chaim Shmuledetz, Hashem promised us Sheloi Tishtakach Mipi Zahon. It's a promise. The Torah will never be forgotten. I don't know if you know, but 70 years ago was a guy, Hitler. He killed a lot of Yidden. A lot of Yidden. He burned Bisam Midroshes. Nothing was left. No one believed that something will stay. Nothing, no one believed. No one believed that something was there. I was in Europe now this summer. We stayed up somebody filled it outside. It was like a massive hotel. I never saw such a thing in my life. Anyway, on the middle of Shabbos, we found out that the owner of the hotel was a Jewish. Not if he's married to a Yid, but the Jewish. And so I invited him to join the Suda Shabbos. So he came. So in the middle, he said his whole story. He was born in the ghetto. He was thrown out the window from the ghetto. In the middle, he started to cry. And he said, I never believed, he said, the whole Shabbos, the Olam, we're learning the whole Shabbos there. He says, I never believed that this kind of Jewish people will exist. I didn't believe it. He married who he married, he got stuck in the end of the world. Kochenplatz, he's in a different world, different kind of society. He didn't believe. He said, I know these people that are Jewish, but I didn't believe that they're real. I'm spending a whole Shabbos with real people? Hashem promised, Shaloi tishtakach mitzavon. The Nazis could burn everything. There's more terror now from ever. Some of the yeshivas, we never had such a thing in my years. So Hashem promised that this will happen. We don't have a suffix that will happen. But the shaila is, Hashem could do it because He promised, because He has to do it. And He could do it because He wants to do it. Hashem showed us, I'm not saving you because I have to. I'm saving you because I want to. How He showed us, by giving us the Nesef Pach Hashem, He showed us, I want, don't have to. I'm doing extra. That is the kiss from Boira Oilo. V'achar kach bo'u bonecho lidvir beisecho v'idvikuneo es mechatzes kuchecho. So when we felt, so Avada, the thank you, we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for saving us. The kid thanks for changing his diaper. But what are we proud of? What are we proud of? The Menorah. We're proud of the Menorah. We're proud of the Nesef Pach Hashem that showed that the whole Nes was not because he has to. It's because he wants to. This is the Yesod of Chanukah. This is what Chaim Shmuel means. So when you ask people, they know about the Menorah because this is what they see. But the thank you is really for saving us. And the Zohar Bazar of Chaim Shmuel explains, קריאת ים סוף רס ושפחו על הים אשר לרוא יחזקת בן בוזי זה קהילי והלווי הוא דיסה בו ירוא אלום חזל תלוס and the walls, apples came out, candies, sour sticks were slipping out, right? This is the way we were brought up. What we needed for? רס ושפחו על הים אשר לרוא יחזקת בן בוזי, you need a candy, you need a chocolate. The answer is, Hashem promised to take us out of Mitzrayim. He can do it because he has to. And he can do it because he wants to. He wanted to show us, I love you, my kid. Hamoitzi es amo Yisroel mitzrayim, hamavir bonov ben Gizrei Yamsuf. So this was to show us the Ava. So how Klal Yisroel gave back a kiss to Bayroilom when they felt sour sticks. The Bayroilom loves us. He's doing extra. Klal Yisroel said, Zekeli va'aniveyu aleike ovi va'arim amen. When we will do the mitzvahs, we will do it in a way, not that we have to. We will show you that we want to. We'll do hidu. We'll make a nice esrig, a Torah and the talis. We'll make it nice. This is the reason that Chanukah is a mehadrin, that we don't have it in no mitzvah in the world. No mitzvah in the world has it. No mitzvah in the world has such a thing. You could yoytze mi'ikar adin in a candle. Some people like oil. Some people do it double eight. And some people even do it, the whole family does it. Oil, double eight, double the whole family, instead of candles. It's about donuts. You know why you eat latkes and donuts and Chanukah. So Shabbat doesn't bring it down, thank you, but the Poyde, the Rekeah brings it down. But in the old days, they couldn't afford to have Shemen Zayis to light, so they ate oily things. The Mishnah Berurah says to eat cheese, Ma'achol Gvina, because the Nes of Yehudis. Why does it say the oil? Because everyone lights with oil. But with Kufis and Klaisel, they couldn't light with oil, so at least they ate oil. Yeah? Well, that's why I saw him go down the place. Mekon Mekon, today, that Minik State, even the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring him down, but the Minik State to eat donuts and latkes. But Mekon Mekon, that the mitzvah was we want to show the Bore Olam. We're doing it because we want to. So this is Be'etzem, the Tzura of Chanukah. But let us go one more step deeper. So what is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chanukah shows Klal Yisrael Ahava, not that I have to, I want. Chazal tell us, Kiner Mitzvah v'Toyro Oyer, it's brought down that Chanukah is the Yontef of Toyro Shebalpeh. That is the Yontef of Toyro Shebalpeh. Lamedvov Meiris, Kineged Lamedvov Masechtis Bashas, Kineged Lamedvov Krisis, that is Lamedvov Meiris that we have. What is the Pshat? So, Chazal say, is a Musik of Pirsum and Nisa. What is this Pirsum and Nisa? We light it outside, and everyone will see. You know, Coke. People drink Coke. I don't know if you know what it is. It's black. You know what is Coke? Yeah, I said, you know what is Coke? How you know what is Coke? Because you drink it. I don't think there's one person here that doesn't know what is Coke. Muskin. I think most people like it. Some like the diet, some like the zero, some like the pepper, but everyone has his Coke. And even so, Coke company goes and puts billions of dollars in advertising, right? Billions, signs all over the world. Chas v'shalom, someone will not know what is Coke. Everyone knows what is Coke. Everyone that tries to copy fails. Maski, maybe Pepsi, but chutz from that, yeah, all the other companies, they come and they go, right? So why Coke? Listen, obviously, Lo Yitzur Coke would think that without all these signs that they put all over the world, they will not make billions, they will not invest millions. Why Coke needs to invest millions? People are buying Coke. Glass bottles, big bottles, 2 liter bottles, all different bottles, 500 ml, half a liter, all different size, yeah? Cans, skinnier tank, every type. Yeah? All of us know all about it. Who needs it? What chas v'shalom, what will happen? Maybe someone will take over. So good. But everyone is brought up, it's the taste of life. They have all these messages they give you over. Baistas, how much is good? How much is givaldik? You need to pump it in. But I'm sure they made research that it makes billions. There's no suffix about it. No one has extra money to give just for the COVID, yeah? There's no, maybe the guy that made up COVID. There's no guy that gets the COVID from Coke, you know? Bill Gates, you know, owns Windows, yeah? But Coke, it's not like there's a guy that wants that everyone will speak about Coke. There's no name. There's no name behind Coke. It's a company, I'm asking. Like maybe the maker is a guy, but is a guy that owns Coke? No. Well, you know the name.
This guy's experience acting involved, Warren Buffett.
What?
Warren Buffett.
Okay. So, well, the riot that he didn't put his name, that I don't know his name, that it's not important to know. I just say, it's Buchach that he's not doing it, that people will speak about him. So, I'm asking you a question. Love is on terrorist coke. Yiddishkeit is coke. But look how much coke needs, and especially taking a product that is good. We're not speaking on products that are not good. Yeah, it's a new company, makes a new drink that looks black and tastes like Coke. It's not good, it's not good, yeah? Oh, but they have a good product. It's done, it's good. And they don't stop to try to pump it. This is Be'etzem, the Yisoid of Pirsumimis. We have our Avodah now. The Yevonim did the same thing. Kisvu lachem al keren ha-shoir, ein lanu chelek v'nachlo be'eloike Yisrael. What they said to them. So some people say Keren Asher means the bottles. In the old days in the British Museum is a bottle that is made from a horn. And for the babies, like, you know, like people put Rabbanim in the cribs, you know, the carriages, they put Rabbanim. America, they put animals, no, they put, yeah, they put them around the baby. But Pashas Keren Asher is where they were. that days, the show worked, the guy will see 24 hours, like at the buses, science. That was the Koyach of Yavam. Koyach of Yavam was to brain, to change the brain, to wash, and to get you out of it. That is the Koyach of Yavam. The Pirsuma Nisa is the opposite. You have to bring it in. You have to bring it in. A lot of times guys wonder to themselves, why we need schmoozing? Why we need vibing? Well, it's the same thing. Well, we need to hear it. So, well, what do they say? It's al bazach. Avram Avinu. Yeah, that's what we heard when we were kids the whole time, right? But the Yevonim understood that if people will hear Ein Lanu Chelek, Ein Lanu Chelek, Ein Lanu Chelek, they will think Ein Lanu Chelek. Chazal say we need a Pirsum Menis in every window. We believe in Boira Oil. We believe in Boira Oil. Everyone from the family. Moisifu Oil. We believe in Boira Oil. We believe in Hashgach. This is the 8 days of Hanukkah. A person gets ready for Hanukkah and he's not planning to pick up this message from Hanukkah. He's a mufka. He's a Baal Mum. Why people did not want to pick up the message? Such a clear message. What I'm saying till now is nicely and friendly. I'm asking, no, it wasn't hard. Because if Hashem is running the world, and Hashem created the world, and the Chashmonoim bo moysa nefesh to learn Torah, and this is what it's all about, this brings us to a place that we have to sit and learn day and night. We have to do a Mesiras Nefesh. Everything is good. Hashem helped the people that fought for not being like the goyim and not doing the bad things and sitting and learning and doing all of these things. Hashem helps them. So because of that, I'm staying in my room from after that block until 12 o'clock by night. I love you, Hashem. I'm lighting the candles. I'm mamish such ahava. Not one candle. I love the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm just staying in my room and not learning, but I love you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. I say, Alam al-Bachar that doesn't plan to learn after that, okay, to light a candle, not to light oil. It's also to light oil. It's like you're giving, I call it like a wet kiss. Yeah? Hashem, I love you, I love you. It's not learning, I love you. Hashem says, please, take distance. Please don't touch me. I don't want your kisses. I say, I see a boy who lights menorah and doesn't learn after that. I'm sick. I want to vomit. I can't look at him. It's ickle dick. He's lighting a menorah. I love you, Hashem. I love you. I'm just not learning a word. I love you. It's worse from lighting a candle. It's called sheker ziyuf. Disgusting. So, person doesn't want to feel like that. So he doesn't think that it means the menorah. He doesn't mean wants to feel where it's mechayev him. He's not into that. So b'meila, he's not living Chanukah. Because if he lives Chanukah, Chanukah brings him somewhere. Zeidim b'yad oiski seirosecho. That is the spitz of Chanukah. Zeidim b'yad oiski seirosecho. The Oiskei Sarasecha one was a Mesiras Nefesh. Chazal says, Yosef is Mechayim Sarashoy. Mesiras Nefesh from Yosef. Why? What is the Mesiras Nefesh from Yosef that is Mechayim someone? Yosef was in a place that he didn't have a choice. was King Power, he was Potiphera. He was lonely. He ran out, he left the clothes, he ran out. He knew that he doesn't have a chance. Hashem helped him. He did what he could do. The Chashmonaim did what they could do. They fought the war and they won. One of the reasons we take the oil and we light it, like we were asking before, we explained the kiss of Chaim Shulevitz, I want a little bit to start, to go a little bit deeper. What is the oil? The oil is the first time in history. Klal Yisrael, Hashem is doing a nes not for physical saving of Jewish people. All of the nisim are physical saving. The Nazis want to kill us. They save us. Someone wants to light a menorah and he doesn't have how to, but he really wants to. So he will manage. Someone has a little bit seichel, but he wants to know Shas. He will know Shas. You see the oil? A little bit oil could be lamidvov. Lamidvov masechtes. Yeah, you could know Shas. You could know poiskim. Aye, doesn't make sense. Jump. It will happen. It will happen. You have to push. You have to jump. Moshe Feinstein said, you have to light the menorah. Shalevis oilo me'eleh. Said a lot of people, they don't have the shalevis. Shalevis oilo me'eleh means that it's standing. He wants to learn, he wants to know, but he just doesn't come to the Bismarck to learn, but he really wants. Then the Nesmach Hashem doesn't have it. You have to light it. Light it, don't be dead. Shaleves oilo me'eleh. When you have the shaleves oilo me'eleh, when you will have that ma'ila, that koyach, then Hashem will make the nesbach Hashem. Now again, the first thing is the avodah of every bochur. When we start, and I'm saying why I'm speaking now. First, because I have a lot what I want to say to Chanukah, and I can get everything in next week. And more reasons, but the real reason is if you speak 2 days before Chanukah, when everyone is already mindset, how he has a receiver every day. And he manages in some days even to have two. There's no chance after to make him Jewish anymore. He's ready a Yavami. Chanukah is about parties. He decides now, I'm not available to no Chanukah parties. I'm going to learn. I'll be the only one in this Medrash. I'll be the Chashmonaim. 8 people against the whole world and I'll become the God Ladon. Guy maybe has his rag, makes a receiver, maybe he could go a little bit psader. If you mindset yourself now that your Chanukah is going to be a change point in your life, this will be a mesilas nefesh, and after that, my candles will light. My little seichel will make me to know Shas Badri Yerushalmi. Yes, I will be the next God Lado. If you decide you're taking on Chanukah now serious, and next week we'll speak about it more. And you'll come to Chanukah, you'll be ready. But if I will come next Monday, and then I don't remember what Chanukah is. So it was 2 days before, 1 day before, I don't know exactly. If I will come then, too late. Too late. So, you know, if you try to make the end of this month, tell the guy 2 more weeks, you know, some guys think they could leave 3 days before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, yeah? Tell them now, they can't. They have to stay for the last day. It's hard when you mindset that leaving 3 days early. Yeah? But if the guy knows this man has finished the Moshe Elul, it's 1 month. So in the last 2 days, he already solves now. Now no one feels solves now. It's only the beginning. So the guy plans now is going to change. Yes. What will happen? So I will not go around on Hanukkah, and I will eat a couple less donuts, more healthy anyways, yeah? Spend with less money, and I will have a festive Hanukkah. What will happen? Nothing will happen to you. You think you will die? No. I'm telling you, no one will die. Brother Kavanu said, no one will die. Nothing will happen to you. Do you know what Siyata Nishmai you could have? Now, it's hard, maybe. You have to know, the harder it is, the more Siyata Nishmai you will have. Because you need a Mesivus Nefesh. We're in a generation, very Shvacha people. So Hashem made life so easy for us. You know, in the old days, now, maybe we'll be one candle here. To learn by night was impossible. No Sfarim. Forget about no copies. It's a modern Mizrach. You know, when I learned, it was one Abkiveg in the Holy Yeshiva, and everyone knew the whole Abkiveg. Today, hundreds of copies are going around. The biggest Mamid Steira today is the copy machine, yeah? The biggest Mamid Steira in the world, the copy machine. A different day, different world. Everything is like... Mamish, they feed you, spoon feed, mamish. Even the Gemaras are printed like Oiz Mahada and all different... Article, Hebrew, English, French, all different, everything is there. If you don't like that, you move to the sieve, the blue one, green one, every option is there for you. Short vision of Mesifta, long vision of Mesifta. Everything is not one Zach in the world that is not the sort of you want it to be. Not one Zach in the world. Because we're so Shvach people. So came the Boyle Oilam. So where's our Mesirus Nefesh? That we have to go away for Chanukah. We have to go to parties. We can't. That is the little bit that is left from Mesirus Nefesh for our generation. That little bit. It's Ketipo Bayam. Ketipo Bayam. Mamash Rosalbi, Ketipo Bayam. But we have to push. We have to do Mesirus Nefesh. But it has to be a decision now. I will tell you, a guy that will decide now, my Hanukkah is going to be finished. I'm not going to parties. One party, my yeshiva, zeu. I'm not going. I'm not staying in my dear after look upstairs. I'm not. I'm going to learn. Okay, if that eight is how to plan, chazak. Even if you will fail later, no, maybe they will let him into Gan Eden. But if now when we speak about it, he says it's not the get to me, I'm asking you, don't buy oil, please. Please don't buy oil. Baltashchis. Baltashchis. Hashem doesn't want it even. It's not even, at the aloha, you yorit zeh lekatchile to light one candle. You know, you read the Kishon Vagana, go in, if, yeah, you could light one candle, you're okay. Okay. Don't plan to buy oil, to eat latkes, all the minhagim with oil, but not to learn, not to that. No one wants it. No one wants it for you. No one wants it. Take yourself now and say, you're before Chanukah, you're before into it. Take a decision and make a plan. I'm going to heaven, I'm telling you. I know people. Tell you, be a dear. That when my son Nefesh and learned first Chanukah, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu opened their eyes, and after Chanukah, some of them are mamash from the Choshvet of the Chacholim. They were Shvach and Bochim. Because in every Yom Tov, the Siyata Nishmai comes back again. And it's a miracle, not only physical miracle, it's a miracle for Ruchmas. Siyata Nishmai for Ruchmas. So if a person will do that, as Hashem, you will have the Siyata Dishmaya, and it will light and shine, and the whole world will see it.
time.